JP.
Okay, I will.
Michael, can you tell me that we're live?
Oh, yes.
You're listening to Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, and this is the Songwriters Live Show, and I'm here with my guest tonight, Chris Anderson, famous impresario of the Coop, and we're going to talk a little bit about his musical journey and how he came to create the Coop, turned it into what it is today. So I will, I'm going to turn it over to him to play another song for us, and then we'll take it from there. What do you want to start with there?
Well, so Art, I'm wondering if we can't get that door halfway closed because of the amount of noise that's coming through there, but I guess it's okay. We use that as percussion. I'm going to play a song. You said songwriters show, right? The songwriter show. They are, and I'll play a song that has to do with songwriting, and it goes like this. Thank you, sir. There you go. Cliche blues, the cliche blues. Not a worn-out phrase I wouldn't overuse. I never metaphor that I didn't like. That's why I use them more than once or twice. The cliche blues. Better things to do than sit around and try to think of something new. Well, I don't know what to do with the cliche blues. I was late to the party, the last to arrive. I'm behind the eight ball, but I can read between the lines. Spinning my wheels, I'll take in my time. I'm following the leader, but I'm losing my mind. You know I'm over the hill, and under the weather, I would change my tune if I knew better. Clear the air, let sleeping dogs lie. Change the tune as time goes by. Over the hill, under the weather, I change my tune if I knew better. Let's clear the air, let sleeping dogs lie, and change the tune as time goes by. Time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like a banana. Fish out of water, cause I still believe in Santa. I'm having the time of my life. No matter what hill I'm now over. Where there's a way, there's a will. Where there's a will, there's a relative. Look out, I think it's time. Take cover and roll with the flow. follow the light. The game is afoot in the heat of the night. Stand and deliver and leave no doubt that two is company and three's not allowed. Cliche blues, the cliche blues. Not a worn-out phrase I wouldn't overuse. I never met a metaphor that I didn't like. That's why I use them all more than once or twice. The cliche blues, better things to do than sit around and try to think of something new. I just don't know what to do with the cliche. With the cliche. With the cliche blues. Add those cliches.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Good grief. And one of the things about writing songs and is that they're the hardest songs to remember. It's not hard to do covers. And then when I went through all my songs thinking about doing this with you, I thought, well, yeah, I got a lot of songs that I know, but I always mix the words up. I had different verses going and all kinds of cross-firing things going through that whole song. But it was cool. It worked for me because they're all cliches. Doesn't matter what you throw at them. They're all, you know. And when you sit down and you say, well, how in the hell am I going to get away with not doing that? That would be impossible. So I gave up on it. Okay? And so I'll say that that's what that song's about.
Yeah. Can't anything be any more cliche than that?
No. And we do, and when we're playing it, we do the guitar parts, the cliche parts, you know, the... All that stuff. Okay.
Threw those blues in there. Yeah. So going back a ways, what was your first musical influence?
Well, my first, okay. And since you said that, can I play a couple songs that are based on that influence?
Sure.
Okay. It was Chuck Berry, Johnny B. Goode. And it was a 45 record. And I am that old to have had that. And taking it to a sixth grade class in the middle of L.A., and they were playing these idiots like Pat Boone and stuff, a real lame stuff. And I said, play this. And so, and the teacher, who didn't particularly like me, but did it anyway, every kid danced. Every kid. Was there a clue there? You know, okay. So I got hooked on the key of E.
Uh-huh.
So what I can do is take you to a song that is based on the key of E. And it has to do with... when I got out of the military, I was in Kansas. And I had lived my entire life in L.A. So then I went to Vietnam. And when I came back, they stuck me in Kansas, which had to be one of the worst places a human being could ever be stuck. So when I left Kansas, I said, I'm never going to see the sun set in Kansas again, ever. And that's where this song comes from. Stranger on the blue highway, moving along from day to day, watching people pass on by. Times like this, feel that I could fly. Stranger on a blue highway, out to make a getaway. Sitting alone in a bar, outside that highway isn't far. Thinking of the places that I have been, will I ever go that way again? Stranger on a blue highway, out to make a getaway. Thank you. Sometimes I wish I had a family and a home. It's not easy out here all alone. But I don't like people getting close. If they do, time to go. Usually about this time I do an hour and a half lead just to keep Craig and Lynette sitting and standing there and not letting them back out on the street. But because I'm so kind, I'm going to do the last verse. Midnight, back out on that road. It was hot this morning, but the night feels cold. Street signs, store lights flash on by. Times like this that I feel that I could fly. Stranger on a blue highway. How to make a getaway. And I drove right into an L.A. traffic jam. I drove all night on no-dos for 2 days. I think it was an 18-hour deal. Two 283 four-barrel Dodge Dart at 100 miles an hour when I could get there. In the blue highways, you know, they'd be out there in the middle of nowhere. And then all of a sudden found myself in the middle of an L.A. traffic jam thinking, oh, my God, there's nothing like that.
Yeah, you're not going very fast.
Okay.
So that, no, that... You sounded like a real rebel back in the from back in the day.
Well,
in 1969, '68.
I wouldn't call myself a rebel because I walked right into the military without thinking about it twice.
Uh-huh.
Never crossed my mind not to do it that. But when I got out, things changed, and I changed. So, I would say it was what it was. And it was an experience. Every time I sing that song, I remember that drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's my version of songwriting for me, is that I have to see the song. For example, I'll give you another example. I was sitting at my desk, and the wind was blowing. It was sunny, and the plants were moving around on the wall, and I did this. Again, it's E minor. I saw them sneaking by out the corner of my eye, moving to a backward beat so fast couldn't see their feet. But they're on their way home, drifting alone, passing through the tie light into the zone, taking no chances, jumping the fences on their way home. I know they're just passing through, up the street, down the avenue. Shadow puppets on a sunlit wall. Some I know, some I don't recall. But they're on their way home, drifting alone, passing through the twilight into the zone, taking no chances, jumping the fences on their way home. I know they'll come again. Some of my oldest friends. One day I'll slip on out, find out what the zone's about. I'll be on my way home, drifting alone, passing through the twilight into the zone, taking no chances, jumping the fences on my way home. On my way home, drifting alone, passing through the twilight into the zone, taking no chances, jumping the fences on my way home.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I cut it short again, Craig. I knew I hadn't. We'll see you soon.
Yes. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thanks. Yep.
So, did you play music or sing when you were in the service?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, okay, I started playing around 14. I should be a lot better on guitar by now. I know that's true. I started playing, and I wanted to be in a band, and our first band was the Chessmen, and we wanted to play in Hollywood, and of course, we didn't have the equipment. You know, it was kind of like one of those things, and then I get drafted, and I was in a band in Vietnam. And if you come to the Coop, there are pictures of me on the wall in Vietnam with an electric guitar in the middle of the jungle playing with a band, with a black singer named Sandy, who became my good friend, running partner. And we did a lot of music together over there, and he taught me about Motown. And I had never heard that before, so I became hooked on that. Got me out of the E minor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you were still playing right on through that time,
right.
All the way through the war, presumably.
I've been playing ever since.
Yeah, yeah.
All the different ways you go, like I went to the blues and realized that I wasn't it to be the blues, like the great, we have a really great blues band on the island, you know, One More Mile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something you have to play. You have to want to just do that and be good at it and feel it and all that. And I really love it. I play a little bit of that kind of rhythm, but I don't know. Then I went this way, that way, and every way. So, for example, I'm going to do another song, and I'll give you an example of how we come up with songs. I mean, can we just ping pong?
Because
anybody that
roll
the three it. People that might be listening on the radio station would know that Chris ping pongs all the time, jumps from there. And at the Coop, we decided to see if anybody could write a song using the word good times. Yeah, how many songs have you heard? The Good Times, you know, all that?
Yeah.
So this is my version of the of Good Times. What's the price, the bottom line? They write the tickets and we pay the fine. Print's too small, we could not raise, so zero down must mean it's free. Oh boy! In my head I have that same song. Something new I need to get along, 'cause keeping up, you know, it's what I do. Throw out the old, upgrade to the new. In the store, we buy ripped up jeans. Hard jobs, don't know what that means. We get someone to do that work. Life's so clean, away from the dirt. In the good times. Special offer, limited time. Put my name on the dotted line. I don't care if it's not my style. I'll learn to love it after a while. TV reality stars, they drive around in their handmade cars. I don't know what they do, but before COVID anyway, they were front page news in the good time. Big store on the boulevard, buy what you want with a plastic card. They'll deliver straight to your door. Get back online. Order you more. Some people have a lot of homes. They're always moving to the temperate zones. Other people got nowhere to go. They got plastic sheets for the rain and the snow in the good time. All those people by the side of the road wearing shopping bags for the rain and the cold, they are real people. They're young, they're old. What's wrong with them? Haven't they been told it is the good time? That's the price, that is the bottom line. They write the tickets and we pay the fine. The print's too small, we could not read, so zero down was not free. Came due in 90 days, didn't it? Maybe you don't have to pay till next year, but you do. You do have to pay.
Yes. Oh, I wish.
That's okay. It's all right.
Amazing. Have you recorded any of these songs?
I've recorded Blue Highways on the CD, which you guys mm-hmm. have here
okay.
somewhere.
Yeah.
It might be balancing out a stereo somewhere, or you might have used it as a coaster. I don't know. but Blue Highway and Time on Our Hands are the two songs on that CD that I still play, I think.
Yeah.
And then I get into thinking about how I feel about what's going on today.
Well, of course. How can you not have feelings about that?
So I did a song a long time ago, which I'll tell the story quickly, and you can tell me if I'm using up too much time. But I was in a blues, went to a blues show, and some friends of mine were sitting around a table, and they were had been partying for a long time, and I could see their eyes, and one guy was bigger than me. And whiter than me, and no fat. He was a cement guy, and he looked at me and he said, as he was leaning towards, I thought, this is like a redwood tree falling on the table, you know, in the middle of everything. He said, if it doesn't get any worse than this, I'll be fine. And I thought, if it doesn't get any worse than this, be fine. I will fly through all the turbulence. You know, I'll do better next time. Well, I know I shouldn't have done what I did. It was a temporary loss of my mind. Doesn't get any worse. I'll be fine. Told myself to just have one. Before I knew it, man, the bottle was done. Having trouble finding the door. You know it's hard to leave when you're on that floor. But if it doesn't get any worse than this, I'll be fine. Okay, the sun will come up tomorrow. You know that's what they say. I know I shouldn't have done what I did. It was a temporary loss of my mind. If it doesn't get any worse, I'll be fine. So I stopped in the middle mainly because I got lost, but also because it kept getting worse. I did that song, I don't know, under the first Bush guy, president.
Oh.
You know, the one song that I want to do tonight is about that, but yeah, it kept getting worse.
It has. It's gotten so much worse.
So,
and that must be an inspiration for you.
Yeah, but we keep losing. You know, the thing is, 6 years ago I wrote this song I'm about to do, and then I buried it because I thought we were done with that particular version mm-hmm. of the nightmare.
Mm.
And no, we're not done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for those of you, this is my political song, okay? And this is for somebody you might know. I don't, maybe not. Liar, liar, paper tiger, you stand there with the world on fire, listening for the sound of your name. You tell everyone that you're a fighter and you wave your sword higher and higher and you act like battle is a game. You know, cowards like you, you start the wars and you stay behind those well-built doors and never, never, ever feel the flame. Your children hide in there with you, somebody else's child will do, and you never have any kind of shame. Well, liar, liar, paper tiger, you're standing there while the world's on fire, spelling out the letters of your name. Telling people how tough you are, you meet them all, you know, behind the bar, but you know, talking and doing, not the same. I'd like to find you in a backyard field where the pain is now and the time is real, but you're out of town when trouble is around. Your talk is nothing but a cloud of air, just loudmouth nonsense meant to scare. When it hits the fan, you're nowhere to be found. Liar, liar, paper tiger, you stand there while the world's on fire and you want to hear the sound of your name. Your little fingers clenched and a bad guy stands in your incoherent blather and your red-faced rants, growling like a dog on a chain. But I can see through you and your tough guy stance. You sell the bullets, we do the dance. War makes money for people just like you. Well, bones for boy, you get your turn to stand in the middle of the field you burn and pay for all the damage that you do. Because you're a liar, that much is true. And you know, it's funny, I really never wanted to do that song again, but all of a sudden I realized it's time. You bring it back because we've got some problems to deal with.
Yeah, and it is, I think it's perfect fodder for songs, really, for songwriting.
Almost too good.
Yeah.
Almost too.
So I'm just curious, do you have any, have you written any like love songs?
Oh, yeah.
Or anything like that?
You want to hear a love song?
If you've got something
I think, you actually, this song was the 12th song on the Fat Dogs CD that we did in Walla Walla when I lived there. And we had 11 songs. And this one, I had like one verse of it. I'm going to try to do it without messing it up, okay? Then you can tell me if it's a love song or not. Get up in the morning, go to work all day, come home in the evening, no time to play. We were always busy, never could slow down. You were at home, I couldn't be found. We had weeds in our gardens, broken down cars. She'd ride her horses, I'd sing in the bars. Any time we had, we made our own plans. And now we're alone, time on our hands. Spinning the wheel, playing the game. Close, no fortune, no fame. Didn't ask questions, never wondered why. Just kept on pushing, letting time go by. We had weeds in the gardens, broken down cars. She'd ride her horses, I'd sing in the bars. Any time we had, we made our own plans. Now we're alone, time on our hands. Now I get up in the morning with nothing to do, but write down these words, think about you. If I could relive my life, I know what I'd do. Jump off that train, spend the time with you. We had weeds in our gardens, broken down cars. She'd ride her horses, I'd sing in the bars. Any time we had, we made our own plans. Now we're alone, with time on our hands. Now we're alone, with time on our hands.
So nice.
Thank you. Thank you, outside. Thank you, outside people. You're in the dark. You're in the dark.
So I'm curious, who were some of your favorite songwriters, your favorite
Well, my favorite
musicians.
One on the island is Carter Castle.
Oh, yeah.
I think Carter Carter writes from the heart. And Carter, and I have talked many times about this idea of when I play that song, Time in Our Hands, people think, what are you talking about? I mean, you're talking about, they used to call it my wife's song. They thought it was about her. Mm-hmm. But it's actually about my kids and the time that I didn't spend with them that mm-hmm. I should have. Mm-hmm. So every time I do it, I see the two of them when they were little. Mm-hmm. Now they're gone. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and the song wrote itself.
Yeah, yeah. He's a terrific songwriter.
Okay, Guy Clark is one of my favorite Texas guys. I like Robert O'Keefe. I like Buddy Guy. I like, God.
I think you must like John Prine.
John Prine. John Prine was one of those people that he just has it.
Yeah.
There's rhythm in his syllables, there's rhythm in his work. Anyway, so for Veterans Day at the Coop, November 11th, we're going to have a number of different singers that are going to be there. And, yeah, I'm a vet. And we're also going to have a Afghanistan veteran, Brian Springfield. He's going to open the day with Star Spangled Banner, Jimi Hendrix style. And I believe he's going to be able to hit every note of it.
Wow.
And then we'll go from there.
Wait.
So, and we're going to do this song. One of the things about vets, people... Thank you. had a friend who, we were both in Vietnam at the same time, but he was in the infantry. And he ended up disappearing. So this song is really about him. And all the veterans that people see and they don't talk to them, or they're doing this, or they're in jail, or, you know, you never know.
He could easily self-destruct, end up in a steel bar cage, sees the enemy all around. In his heart there's a burning rage, lives out his days alone, smoking alcohol by the glass, looks normal on the surface, on the street, living the past. American hero on a winter's day, stand in the sun and you watch the parade. American hero, losing control, nobody needs you, your story's too old. He was young once, with a smile on his face, world was sunny and the future bright. Government took him, 19 years old, sent him away to a rich man's fight. American hero on a winter's day, stand in the sun and you watch the parade. American hero, losing control, nobody needs you, your story's too old. Anger came and captured his soul, scatters the youth into the wind. Time bomb planted deep inside, waits for a spark to begin. American hero on a winter's day, stand in the sun and you watch the parade. American hero, losing control, nobody needs you, your story's too old. He sits alone back in the shadows, waiting patiently for light. His sleepless eyes are chained to darkness, just hopes to make it through the night. American hero on a winter's day, stand in the sun and you watch the parade. American hero, losing control, nobody needs you, your story's too old.
Twenty-two veterans commit suicide every day, and I guess the rest just get in the way. Thank you for your service, words on a sign. I read them for hours and hours in the VA line. When I took a number, it was plain to see the kind of joke that was played on me. American hero on a November day, stand in the sun and you watch the parade. American hero, losing control, nobody needs you, your story's too old. Your story's too old. Your story's too old. Stay right there. He tweets from the White House with his thumb, ranting and raving all night long. All his lackeys shuffle their feet, bopping their heads to Tweedledum beat. Prima Donald. Prima Donald. You know, go Prima Donald, just rant and rave all night long.
Well, he yells about this and he fumes about that, and he points his finger underneath his imported hat. Doesn't like the press and he threatens to sue. He loves himself, but he don't like you, Prima Donald. Prima Donald. You gotta go, gotta brag, gotta bluster, gotta crow, gotta gloat, gotta boast, gotta strut, gotta flaunt, gotta swagger. Singing the blowhard, bombastic blowhard blues. Well, he brags about this and he lies about that, and he backs it up with his made-up facts. Hides his taxes, health chart too, but his weird hairstyle is out in plain view. Prima Donald. Prima Donald. You gotta go, Prima Donald, gotta really rant and rave all night long.
Okay, here we go.
Well, he yells at his minions, get Putin on the phone. The people are marching, won't leave me alone. Everywhere he looks, they're taking the street, and they're telling me what to do with this tweet, tweet, tweet. Prima Donald. Prima Donald. You gotta brag, gotta crow, gotta gloat, gotta bluster, gotta boast, gotta strut, gotta rant, gotta rave. Doing the bombastic blowhard blues.
We got people outside, and
there are people outside.
And they're
all right,
dressed in costumes. We've got Donald himself in a pinstripe suit.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I don't mean the kind they wear out to a ball.
Yeah, and we know who that is in that costume too. But I'm not saying.
Yeah.
But his initials are Eric Weber. Wait. Oh. Well, there you go, Eric.
Yeah.
They'll round us both up. That was perfect timing for that song.
It was perfect timing. And you know, as you were playing that song about, you know, your old news, the veterans, and we take it for granted, really, and we forget about all of the trauma and the pain and the scars on all of our vets from every war.
And we forget
have been through.
We forget there's women veterans. You know, it's like surprising. You take a look at a picture of a vet and it says a male. Well, guess what? There are tons of women. And one way you can see that is to go to the VA hospital, which you don't go to unless you're one of us. But sometimes you'll see there's nobody walking from the parking lot to the place. They're in walkers. They're in wheelchairs. They're in this and that, women and men. More men, obviously. But still, you're right. We forget. And it's easy to... For me, I was able to kind of get back into society in my own way, maybe a lot more cynicism. But Clyde, for example, an American hero that started that song, that song I started writing at the first Iraq War. That shows you how many times I swung and missed.
Right. When did you get out of the Army?
68,
okay. So you just were there for Vietnam and you
didn't get.
You didn't re-up, obviously.
No. In fact, one story I'll tell about the military and me is this sergeant looked at me towards the end of my 2-year stint. He looked at me and he said, "You don't deserve to be in the Army." And I looked at him and said, "That's the first smart thing or intelligent thing I ever heard you say." That, of course, got me in more trouble. And that's where I always was. And had I gone in the Marines, which happened to about half the people in my induction group, were forced into the Marines. I was lucky on that. Mm. But anyway.
Yes.
Authority
so,
problems.
November 11th is coming up.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, and we have a number of musicians are going to sing and play, and it's going to be based on this idea that we're all going to get together and we're going to party on Veterans Day. We're not going to necessarily sing a veteran song other than the American Hero. Maybe, you know, directly related to what's going on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Although it's kind of a twisted kind of thing. And I can actually play you another romantic song if, you know, I don't want people to think I'm not a romantic singer because, you know, I see myself as a crooner.
Well.
not a crooner writer. That doesn't work very well, does it?
No, well, it worked for some people, you know.
I suppose.
You're just not wearing the right gear.
No, I don't have the right
with your T-shirts and your... the Coop has become an amazing place. It is the go-to place if you want to hear live music by songwriters and musicians of all stripes.
Right.
And you know, you got the blues, you've got your folk music there, all kinds of different folk music, and jazz, and rock and roll. It's a fabulous place to go and just to be, just to listen, but also get up and dance. You've got some bands that have been in there that just, you know, you can't not dance.
That's true. It's true, especially if it's the Cajun Zydeco thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, let me just mention that as a you know, you have a very special clan on the island, the Lang Slonin clan, that is just amazing human beings, all of them. And for some reason, they let me play guitar in their music. And let's say I took 100 ass kickings a year, maybe, partly from Dave and partly from Melanie. But, you know, it's like I just found myself loving the music. And it's probably the one music when I'm playing in a band of any kind that I love the most. And so that is, I don't know if that has anything to do with what you were talking about, but it made me think about how the Coop is because of them,
right,
and because of others, but certainly both, just every one of them. I could just tell you a real quick story.
Sure.
Coop story. There's millions of them. We're playing and the wind is blowing and the singer is standing next to me. I won't tell you his name, and I won't tell you his initials either, but he's saying, oh, we're all going to die. This is, the tree is going to fall on the Coop, and it's the end, and whatever. Anyway, power goes out. The two Slonin boys, Danny and David, were there. Next thing you know, within maybe 15 minutes, the power's back on because they got generators going, and they've done something. I have no idea what they did or how it happened, but all of a sudden, the whole entire island was out except the Coop.
Mm.
And we forgot. We were in their party, and we forgot that night. We forgot that the power was out, and we didn't even know it until then the party was over and we went outside.
There's not a light to be seen.
Everywhere. Yeah. So that's a special family that has been part of the Coop. And then Steve Amston, certainly, and Tom Bradrick, and Julie Jeff. I mean, there's a million Julie Jeff. There's a million people that suddenly wanted to help this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if I forget a name, you know, it's only because of my age and my lack of you know, ability to think very well. But I don't know what happened there. Yeah. I really don't. The first party, there were three of us. Janice, my wife, who passed in 2013, myself and Steve Amston. That was it. That was all that was there.
So that was the beginning of the Coup?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That was the first thing. And then...
Were you just playing on the back porch or kind of...
No,
thing,
we were in the Coop.
Oh, okay.
The Coop was a rescue building.
Hmm.
You ever heard of that term before?
For horses? Or?
No. We rescued the building.
Oh, I got it now. Okay.
We rescued the building itself. It suffered from the use that had occurred to it when I got there, which was some crappy cabinet shop that left it trash when they left.
Hmm.
Completely trash. But there were rooms and benches and all kinds of stuff in there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in the last, 18 years, there's now nothing. I mean, it's all gone. You can only see the history of the Coop's walls and little rooms and everything. If you look at the floor, you can tell.
Mm. But if you look at the ceiling, that's a whole other story.
I'm still trying to get. I was trying to get Rick Doms to photograph that because I want a photograph of that because there's stories up there.
Yeah, yeah.
And not just mine. You know, I'll give you another quick Coop story. Okay.
Sure.
I show up there one day and there's this Katrina T-shirt on the wall. It's just put there. That's because Milt was in the Army, Milt Williams, mm-hmm, and he was in the Army when he went to Katrina, and that's where he got his veteran issues, let's call it, that we all have for things that we had to see and do, and his thing. So that's really the kind of thing. I mean, do you understand it, Art?
I've been in it many times. I mean, you know, it's got a vibe to it.
It does.
You know, even if you're just standing there by yourself, it's a vibe. It's like a living room.
Right.
You know?
That's a good way of putting it. And it's also, it just keeps changing. It keeps it keeps things coming, things go. We're a nonprofit now, because we had to do it. Sue and I did. And oh yeah, Sue Hardy. I mean, Jesus Christ, if I didn't say her, I wouldn't be able to go home. Right. She's been one of the major influences in the coop in the last 10 or 11 years, because when my wife died, I didn't do well. And then I met Sue, and Sue saw it, and Sue has, I mean, really, she's been actually a major part of what's happened there. Every way you can think of, from cleaning the bathrooms before for a party to allowing me to continue to do whatever I do there. And yeah, so
it sounds like it sort of evolved. I'm not sure if you back in the day was when you were first partying that, uh-huh. you know, you ever thought of it as being this central place.
Actually, the first person that said anything in there was Jean Rickstead. And she said to me, I said to her, well, we're going to probably play music in that little room over there. She says, no, you're not. You're going to play it out here in the big building. And she was right. She never let me live that down either, that she was right. In fact, Sue is right about everything, too. I mean, it's like when you go into that area there, the women, Melanie and Claire, all the women, that, you know, Julie and Sue and all these women that do all this stuff there, they put the stuff on the walls. Mm-hmm. They create it. Mm-hmm. So it's a community thing. We just happen to have that building for a while.
Yeah.
And so I hope people do come to it. It gets crowded at times, and that's not my favorite time, probably. But, you know, whatever. I'm crotchety.
Yeah, well, and it's that time of year. You're not going to be playing outdoors.
No, you're not going to be playing. And actually, Steve is doing theme night over here at the station across the street. And I think it's really cool what those folks are doing, going to provide a venue, because when you think of the number of musicians in this town, not just the songwriters or singwriters, but the guitar players, we have fantastic guitar players in this island, you know. Where the hell do they play? Well, you can play at the Coop if we can get it all organized, and people that get it, that go to our work days and stuff have priority there, but these musicians should be able to play. This should be a music town. It should be far more musical. But the Red Bike's no longer there.
Right. That was a shame.
The Snapdragon, occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are lots of small venues.
But not ones that can operate in the winter. You start looking at winter, you're looking at little tiny places where people are singing and playing their songs. Mm-hmm. So tell me when I have time for one more song. I mean, I have no idea what time it is.
Yeah, you've got time. We've got about 6 minutes left.
6 minutes. Okay, yeah. I'll do my my hit.
Okay. Love to hear that.
I'm going to play a medley of my one hit because I got on the Chamber of Commerce. Kind of. Amy Dreher, you're probably not listening, but if you were, you'd say, well, yeah, that's kind of what it is. Again, we're back. This is the full circle for Chris Anderson. I'm back to E minor again.
Uh-huh. I know this song.
Wish I was on Vashon in a low-down hillbilly dive, drinking up Dave's whiskey, trying to survive. But here I am once again, I'm just waiting down the line, and I'm wondering to myself if anything's left on time. When you live by the grapevine, you drown in your own doubts. Is there anything to believe in? Is there any truth about? They put out a schedule, says where they will be, but they don't really mean it. No, they're nowhere to be seen. They have their reasons, and they spell them out so plain. In their suit and tie and the new haircut, they point you at the blame. But it really doesn't matter if the ferry boat's not there. I'm burning fossil fuel and I'm adding to the carbon dioxide atmosphere. Vashon's such a lovely place, so nice, so clean, so airy. But to get into this paradise, you gotta catch a ferry. Bumper stickers left and right, the lines can be so scary. When you leave, you miss a lot. Did you miss the ferry?
Well, I wish I was on Vashon, sitting down with Sue. Here an hour a day went with Iris at the zoo. But once again, here I am, I'm way down the line. I'm wondering to myself, is anything left on time? When you live by the grapevine, you drown in your own doubts. Is there anything to believe in? Is there any truth about? So when I get to Vashon, I'm going to hide up in those trees. I'm going to bask in the shadows where nothing can get to me. Once again, here I am. I'm starting to feel real down. And I'm wondering to myself if I'm going to ever see Vashon town. When you live by the grapevine, you drown in your own doubt. Is there anything to believe in? Is there any truth about? When I leave, I check the time. I like to plan ahead. And I'm feeling fine till I see the line. Dark thoughts, they start to spread. Oh no, I say they close the gate. This time I did not make it. So here I sit where seagulls shit. How long can I take it? Wish I was on Vashon in a low down hillbilly dive, and I'd be drinking up Dave's whiskey, and I'm learning to survive. Well, once again, here I am, and I'm really feeling down, and I wonder, hey, what's going on in those lights of Vashon town? But it really doesn't matter if the ferry boat's not there. I'm burning fossil fuel, and I'm adding to the carbon dioxide atmosphere. The carbon dioxide atmosphere.
Yeah.
The Vashon.
That's a classic.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
And I said the bad word.
Yeah, you said that.
But
that,
I kind of
that word, but
I kind of slid it in there.
Yeah.
You could almost, you know, put dark edges on both sides.
Right. We'll edit it out for the. For the recording.
You could say, I Diablo.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, thank you, Art, for this
opportunity.
Yeah,
it's been great
having
you here.
I don't know whose place I took. And
no,
I told
this
them
place
I couldn't
was
put it on the Coop email or anything. It was just, it was too late and, you know, it was
right,
it's like
right.
Egotistical.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. We certainly have a lot of people outside.
Yeah, did you ever notice that when they were walking by, they picked up speed? I couldn't figure out why.
Yeah, so your show, you're gathering on the 11th, Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Anything you got planned afterwards?
Yeah, we're going to Us. That's our band.
Your schedule.
Our band is called Us. That's our pronoun.
Okay.
Because who's playing there?
Us, yeah.
Yeah, pretty, you know, I should be a marketing expert. Okay, well, anyway, it's Gordy Ryan. Do you know who he is? Mm. And John Stanton,
mm-hmm.
stand-up bass, Kim
right.
Thal, fiddle, and Chris Anderson. Some of the songs that you heard here, and I do a lot of covers, too. We're going to play a show called the Not Christmas Show at the Coop. It's a Not Christmas. We will not do any kind of Christmas songs. We will not allow Christmas hats, snowballs, or any of that stuff.
And this is going to be on Not Christmas Day?
This is on December 5th.
Okay.
At the Coop. And just Sue kept saying, you got to play at the Coop. You got to play at the Coop. You got to play at the Coop. Okay, I'm going to play at the Coop. I mean, since they live there, I probably should do that. How do
All
we
right.
do?
We're out of here.
We're out of here.
I can't thank you enough, Chris, for stopping by and giving us...
You said I was on the short list. We laughed about that.
Yeah. Well,
how come I'm always on everybody's short list?
Yeah, I don't know. You're like, what, 6 foot? But anyway, thank you again. And this has been Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, the Songwriters Live Show. I'm Art Chippendale, and look forward to seeing you next month. Thanks.